Ecclesiastes is where we'll be just briefly, get a thought or two from this passage of Scripture, entering a new chapter tonight, chapter number 8 of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, as we're preaching through this book in the Word of God, verse by verse, learning what God has to say to us. Listen to Solomon as he poses the question, who is as the wise man? And who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. I counsel thee to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard of the oath of God. Be not hasty to go out of his sight. Stand not in an evil thing, for he doeth whatsoever pleaseth him. When the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Father, cleanse me of sin tonight. Empty me of self and fill me with your spirit. Help me to be a blessing to these thy people. And help us to hear and heed your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. We're preaching through the book of Ecclesiastes, dealing with the subject under the sun. Considering Solomon, who was once the wisest man on planet Earth, seeing how he thought, seeing how he talked, seeing how he behaved under the sun, not acknowledging God, apart from God's divine involvement in his life, apart from God's leadership in his life. When we talk about under the sun, we're talking about human beings trying to look at life outside of God. How many of you would readily say tonight by an uplifted hand, you can't imagine what your life would be without God? Now, we know that we're all here because of God. Nobody could get up this morning without God. Nobody could be sitting here tonight without God. Nobody can breathe without God. Nobody has your being without God. But it is possible that even though you cannot survive without God, it is possible to go through life without acknowledging God. And Solomon gives us verse after verse, perspective after perspective, opinion after opinion, mindset after mindset, conclusion after conclusion, thought after thought, coming from the mouth of a man who, as best as he knew how, viewed life under the sun. We finished chapter number 7 seeing that wisdom is better. Wisdom makes things better. It gives you sure profit. It gives you sound perspective. Wisdom is better. Wisdom helps you do some things in life that you cannot do without it. Wisdom is better. In chapter 8, Solomon continues talking about wisdom, but he's talking about wisdom amidst wickedness. How many of you know that the world doesn't always do right? And if you're going to live for God, you've got to be able to walk out to a culture that is anti-God, to a culture that is adverse in nature, and you need wisdom so that when you face things that don't necessarily line up with God, you can still line up with God. And you don't want to lean on the world to have you line up with God, because the world doesn't walk to the same beat we walk to. And Solomon said, I see wickedness on every hand. I see problems on every hand. I see a society that's not governed by God. Corinthians tells us the god of this world is the devil, lowercase g. He's blind in the minds of people, and they cannot see God for who he is. The gospel light cannot shine in their hearts for what it is, because the devil has blinded their minds. And I tell you, every day I go out in the world and I wonder how people can live with those blinders on their eyes. And yet Solomon says, wisdom amidst wickedness is essential. Tonight, I want to give you a brief thought, and we will spend more time on it the next couple of weeks at the turn of the calendar. But tonight, in one area I'd like to begin dealing with, wisdom amidst wickedness as it pertains to the issue of authority. Solomon said, if you're going to go out in this world and live, you have to understand something. You're going to have to be under the authority of some people who don't operate like they're under the authority of God. In this context, there's reference to the government, reference to the king. How many of you would admit tonight you work for somebody that doesn't live for God? Okay. And Solomon says, you have to understand something. You've got authority telling you what to do, and they're telling you what to do when they don't listen to God tell them what to do. Now, in order to know how to deal with that kind of authority, Solomon said, you need wisdom. And by the way, the context is government and king, but can I tell you, it doesn't matter who you are, Christian or non-Christian, in the little realm, the big realm, corporate world, or private sector, it doesn't matter whether you're in the military or working in a school, it doesn't matter whether you're a homemaker or whether you own your own business, you will never wake up on any day of your life and be without authority. Every time, everywhere, in every segment of your life, somebody is going to tell you what to do. And the reason why some people can't deal with authority is because they don't have wisdom. They find themselves reacting to emotion, and they find themselves reacting according to feeling, and they find themselves reacting according to surroundings. And God says, if you want to know how to deal with authority, you need my mind. And wisdom is when the child of God can have the mind of God. Now, let me give you several thoughts out of these couple of verses. Wisdom concerning authority. Notice wisdom has a premium distinction. Who is as the wise man? Here's what Solomon said. You find me somebody on planet Earth who can stand up as tall as the wise man. You know what it tells me? In life, I need to be more concerned about having wisdom than I need to be about having money. I need to be more concerned about having wisdom than I need to be concerned about having fame. I need to be seeking wisdom more than I need to be seeking popularity. I need to be seeking wisdom more than I need to be seeking prestige. I need wisdom more than prominence. I need wisdom more than position. I need wisdom more than success. I need wisdom more than clout. I need wisdom more than reputation. I need wisdom more than material possession. I need wisdom more than prosperity. I need wisdom, because when you are wise, let me tell you something. If you've got money in this world, you're one among many. If you've got fame in this world, you're one among many. If you've got prosperity in this world, there are many people that have more prosperity than you. But when you've got wisdom, Solomon said, who is as the wise man? He says it gives you a distinction. See, if we were to muse through our minds tonight, we can find plenty of people that we know dress nice, cook well, make you laugh. But while you're musing about all those things, ask yourself, who do I know that's wise? Who stands out in my mind as wise, prudent, discerning, discreet? Who do I know that if I talk to them, it's going to be like I'm talking to God? That's wisdom. Who would I get in a bind? Do I seek counsel from? Who seems to always have a biblical perspective? Who do I know that doesn't seem to be rattled with perplexity, and doesn't seem to be worried with diversity, and doesn't seem to be confused in the midst of a bunch of decisions where there's only one right? I would tell you that you and I have a bunch of people we can call when we need a good restaurant, when we need to go to find a good place in an area. We know people we can call when we need a number, when we need to locate somebody. But who do you call when you need the mind of God? Solomon said, who is as the one? You find me somebody that you can stack up next to a wise man. He says there's a premium distinction. He, 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 there's something special about him. He has special respect. There's nobody like him. He has sound reasoning. Who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? You know what the difference is between people and wise people? People heard what you said. Wise people know what you meant. People, everybody that had ears can hear what you said, but wise people know what you meant. How many times have you told somebody, you heard me, but you didn't know what I meant? And you know what you did? You said it again. And guess what? You arrived at the same conclusion. You heard me again, but you still don't know what I mean. Can I tell you that there are people in this world today that are making repeated mistakes, and they are not making repeated mistakes because they have not been told better. They are making repeated mistakes because although they hear, they don't know how to heed, because they hear good instruction, but they don't know what it means. And Solomon said, the wise man knoweth the interpretation thereof. I don't know about you. I don't want to be a Christian that just comes to church every week. I don't want to be a Christian that just opens my Bible every day. I don't want to be a Christian that's just around godly people all the time. I want to be a Christian that comes to church and hears what God's saying, open the Bible and knows what God's saying, gets around people and knows what they mean. I'm not asking you tonight how much you heard. I'm asking you how much you understand. See, because if you understood, you wouldn't keep doing the same thing. The wise man, understanding the interpretation. Wise people aren't hard-headed. Wise people aren't thick-skulled. Wise people aren't simple. You know, every once in a while you need something done, and instinctively you think. It may take you a while to find out who you want to do it, but it don't take you long to realize who you don't want to do it. Who are you going to get to do it? I can't tell you who I'm going to get to do it, but I can tell you about 10 of them who I won't ask to do it. You know why? Simple. Confidence in an unfaithful man is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. You know what the Bible said? You ever had a broken tooth? I'm going to tell you something. You know what it does? Make your whole body hurt. You ever had a foot out of joint? You know what it does? Make your whole body hurt. You know what the Bible says? When you give a task to somebody who's unfaithful, it's like your tooth is broken and your foot's out of joint. Let the church say amen. You know what wisdom does? Wisdom says to people, you don't have to worry about that with me. I get it. I get it. And by the way, the best way to get it in life is to get wisdom. He says he has sound reasoning. Thirdly, he has seeable radiance. Look at this verse. I like this. A man's wisdom maketh his what? Face to shine. You want to find some wise people? Look around church, see who's glowing. I said, see who's glowing. See, you know what wisdom does? It lights up your face. And this is even a direct reference to our physical appearance. Here it is. Wise people don't walk around moping. Wise people and depressed people don't cohabitate in the same body. They radiate. There's something about somebody. You say, how can I radiate in this world with a bad economy? How can I radiate in this society that's immoral? How can I light up every day in a dark world? I'll tell you, the world doesn't light you up. God lights you up. And when you got wisdom, you got the mind of God. So you walk around a bunch of people and they go, what you glowing for? You ever get around somebody who's always glowing? Okay, maybe not. You ever get around somebody that's never glowing? All the time. You ever wondered why some people never reflect the joy of the Lord? You know why? They're not wise. You know what that means? They can't smile because their head's always hurting, and their head's always hurting because they never can't figure out anything, and they can't figure out anything because they're trying to use their finite mind in a broad world that's got a bunch of decisions, multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision, and yet you walk in the same congregation to somebody that's going to the same world, and they got the joy of the Lord all over their face. It's not that they're functioning without trials. It's not that they don't have tribulations. It's not that the devil hasn't proposed temptation to their life. It's that there's something exciting about living every day in a crazy world with the mind of God. There's a radiance about a wise person. Seeable radiance. And then there's a soft reflection. It makes his face to shine. But look at verse 1 of chapter 8, how it closes. The boldness of his face shall be changed. So the sad face starts shining when it gets wisdom. Isn't it amazing when you didn't know the Lord and you were getting up every day trying to figure this thing out called life on your own? You had no joy. And after you met Jesus, you got a compass inside of you. And all of a sudden, the same place you used to go to with a frown, now you go to with a smile. You know why? It's an enjoyable ride going somewhere when you got directions. It's a miserable ride riding somewhere where you don't know where you're going. And the Christian who lives in this life without wisdom is like a traveler without a map. I'm trying to find success. I'm trying to find a wife. I'm trying to get good friends. I'm trying to do right. But I can't. I'm trying to build a marriage. I'm trying to have right friends. I'm trying to. You ever tried wisdom? So the sad face starts shining. But he says something about the boldness. The strong face shall be changed. The sad face starts shining, but the strong face is softened. Here's what he says about wisdom. It not only takes a melancholy individual and lights him up, but it takes a harsh individual and softens him down. You know what wisdom will do? Wisdom will do just as much to make a sad person shine as it does to make a strong person soft. And when I'm talking about soft, I'm not talking about being a pushover. I'm talking about learning that being wise will teach me to be gentle when I would otherwise be aggressive. Now, maybe it's me. But don't you think sometimes we need to soften up? If you find yourself mad all the time, by the way, if you find yourself mad at everybody, it is a stark indication that you're mad at yourself. Get on my nerves. I ain't gonna put up. Wait a minute. Now. You know what wisdom tells you? Calm down. Calm down. I know you're bold. I ain't scared of nobody. I ain't talking about being scared. We're talking about being wise. Hey, listen to me. Just because you ain't afraid of dogs don't mean that pit bull won't rip your head off. You don't get credit. Nobody at your funeral is going to say he died from a pit bull, but at least he died fearlessly. Listen to me. I'm trying to tell you that boldness without discretion is a horrible demise. I'm closing. Solomon said, who is as the wise man? You know, the more I learn, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, Jesus said. Learn of me. What do you want us to learn? I want you to learn when to walk in the building and flip tables and throw people out. But I also want you to learn when to approach a woman in adultery and refuse to condemn her. How do I know when to flip or when to love? Oh, You want a scripture and verse for each occasion? Good luck. You want a syllabus? What to do when this specific person on this day of the week, when the temperature is this outside, gets on your nerves in this way? Scripture verse. Could you imagine if the Bible wrote a verse for every single scenario? We'd still be trying to read through the Bible. People say to me all the time, show me a scripture and verse that says, I shall not drink that beverage. There's no scripture and verse like that, but the Bible does tell you your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Your Bible tells you abstain from all appearances of evil. The Bible tells you make no provision for the flesh. The Bible tells you don't cause a weaker brother to stumble. So wisdom tells me when it's time to throw them out and when it's time to bring them in. Wisdom tells me when it's time to cut the tree down and when it's time to give it more time to grow. Wisdom tells me when it's time to keep helping someone in need and when it's time to cut off help because I'm enabling laziness. Somebody help me preach. And I believe this area of wisdom is an area that many of us as believers, we miss. The wisdom of God that softens our boldness. You know, some Christians, some of us as Christians, can be harsh sometimes. I mean, just downright mean and proud of it. Ain't gonna cross me. Barking up the wrong tree. And then we forget. What about God? What about God? He who holds all power in his hands watches us sin every day and still loves us. Do you realize that God does not have to flex to crush you? And yet, the boldness of God can be changed. Who is Esther Wise Man? We'll get into authority in the next couple of weeks. I don't want to rush into it because we have a couple of weeks break before we deal with it. But give it some thought. If I really want to find myself in an elite category in the world today, I'm never going to be the world's richest. I'm never going to be the world's smartest. I'm never going to be the world's best looking. Well, no, But with wisdom, I can be elite. Because guess what? The most brilliant intellectuals in the world today walk up on major decisions, and none of their intellect will give them a clue. But when you got the mind of God, it isn't even about studying for that answer on the test. It's about being around God so much that when you walk up on a situation, you've started to think like he thinks. And I'm sorry. If you don't spend time with him, you won't be thinking like him. And you keep wondering, well, I don't understand. I don't see what's wrong with it. I don't have no problem with it. And it's not just about right and wrong. It's about better and best. You sit down and tell people, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't add up. This is not right. I don't understand it. Of course not. You ain't hanging with God. You get with God. And he begins to loan you his mind. No wonder Solomon said. And by the way, let's not forget, Solomon knew the richest. Solomon knew the most beautiful. Solomon knew the best musicians. Solomon knew the best comedians. Solomon was around the elite. And by the way, he was one of them. And yet he said, out of all of the fine dining, exquisite aristocrats I've spent my time with, I still say, who is Esther Wise Man? You can't shake a stick at him. Because everything the world gives you will never elevate you to what only God can give you. Our Father, thank you for your precious word tonight.